Oliver is an adorable dark-haired toddler with an easy smile. He and his parents, Brianna and Matt Bergansky, are in an exam room playing with a ball and eating animal crackers. They're waiting for a nurse from the International Adoption Clinic. Oliver spent the first 18 months of his life in a Chinese orphanage. It's rare that a male Chinese child is put up for adoption. In fact, statistics show that 95% of Chinese children adopted in the U.S. are female. Oliver is missing part of his left foot. His mother says clinic founder Dr. Dana Johnson thinks that could be the reason Oliver's birth family felt they couldn't care for him.
He said this child will probably be running and playing just like any other child and may just need a little insert in his shoe. And we were thrilled to have that information so quickly, and we were able to move forward.
The Berganskys traveled to China and brought Oliver home to Minnesota on December 21st. Oliver's father, Matt Bergansky, says he has concerns similar to any other new father, but the clinic helps him to be aware of some special issues his son might have.
Just everything, generally what to expect in terms of attachment and tips in terms of setting boundaries and being sensitive to how he was brought up. Instead of like having a timeout, a sensitive timeout, holding him in your lap and instead of putting him in a room and closing the door, because that's how the first year and a half was for him, and just being understanding in terms of what his experiences has been.
Oliver Bergansky's medical records are one of nearly 2,000 pre-adoption files Dr. Dana Johnson evaluated last year. He says he spends hours looking for medical clues to make sure he can get an accurate picture of the child's well-being. He says setting expectations is critical when you're developing a lifelong relationship between parent and child.
What we like to do is make sure that families adopt children that they feel capable of parenting. And that's what our advice is directed toward. Do you have what is needed to take care of this child? If they don't, then they have the opportunity to say, you know, we're not the parents for this child. We want to place that child in the best possible environment so that child can reach their maximal potential.
Dr. Johnson knows what it's like to be a new parent trying to glean information from the medical records of a child born in a foreign country. He and his wife adopted their son, Gabriel, 20 years ago from an orphanage in Calcutta. That experience prompted Johnson, a neonatologist, to create the International Adoption Clinic in 1986. Johnson says 20 years ago the clinic was unique because it took a multidisciplinary approach to treating children. That means the clinic is a sort of one-stop shop for parents. It utilizes the expertise of physical therapists, audiologists, pediatricians, psychiatrists, and any other specialist an adoptive child may require. When the clinic was founded in 1986, it was focused on caring for the physical health of a child. But that began to change in the 1990s as Americans began adopting children from Romanian orphanages. Experts say these children were emotionally and mentally mistreated. Babies were left alone without any stimulation for long periods of time and were often tied to their cribs.
So these kids are often sensory-seeking. They'll throw themselves against walls. They'll spin around in chairs. They'll look hyperactive. As soon as you get them to an occupational therapist that has experience in this area and starts on therapy and aids that might increase sensory stimuli for these kids, wearing tight clothing, having a period of time before a test, for instance, where they'll go out and exercise, spinning on a little platform. Suddenly, they're a new child.
Natalie and Zachary Gerard, two active four-year-olds, are drawing on a chalkboard in an examination room.
I was just telling the kids they're good artists. They like drawing, don't you, Natalie?
I like to draw trucks and
their parents, Mary and Stephen Gerard, adopted them in 2003 from a Russian orphanage. The family is back at the International Adoption Clinic for a routine follow-up visit. Mary Gerard says Dr. Johnson reviewed Natalie and Zachary's medical evaluations while she was in Russia finalizing the adoptions. She says Dr. Johnson's practical advice made a big difference during her initial meeting with Zachary in a Russian orphanage. Mary Gerard says Zachary was very quiet, and she was unsure if he could even walk.
We explained that to Dr. Johnson, and he said, you might want to consider getting him into an environment where he feels comfortable. And it turned out the room that we always met him in was always a room where they brought him for, like, medical review or to get an immunization. So he was petrified when he came into the room. And he suggested asking if we could see him where he sleeps and eats. And the orphanage was absolutely fine in doing that. And as soon as we got him to his room, we put him down on the floor, and he took off across the floor running and chasing a ball. And it was, those simple things like that, that when you're in a different country, you don't always think of what should we do or what will help us make a good decision here. And that was wonderful.
Dr. Johnson says helping to strengthen the bonds in new families is a rewarding part of his job and the main mission of the International Adoption Clinic.
You know, as a pediatrician, intellectually, I've always known that a family is a great place for a child to be, and not just a great place, but a necessary place. But I don't think I really realized how critical nurturing environment is in a child until I saw what happened to kids who weren't in that situation. And just seeing how children blossom when they do get into an adoptive home just has been an extraordinary experience for me.
The team at the International Adoption Clinic is advising doctors who are following Minnesota's model and are starting similar clinics around the nation. The specialty has been recognized by the American Academy of Pediatrics, and more than 200 doctors are now adoption specialists. 20,000 international adoptions will take place in the U.S. this year. I'm Greta Cunningham, Minnesota Public Radio News.